And now, today's word.
Can you imagine if Jesus had not grown in knowledge, he had not grown in wisdom, he had not studied the scriptures, he just went about saying, I'm the Son of God, I'm the Son of God, I don't need to learn anything, I know everything, I'm the Son of God. What would have happened at the temptation of Jesus? Because Satan came to him and says, if you are the Son of God, which he was, turn these stones to bread. Temptation. How did Jesus respond? He didn't say, I am the Son of God. He said, it is written. How did he know it was written? He had grown in wisdom and in knowledge to match up with where his spirit was. If he didn't do that, at his temptation, at his test, he would have failed. So it's possible for you to be called by God to greatness, but your mentality and wisdom and understanding will be very low. In that sense, your wisdom does not match your calling. But in Jesus, his wisdom matched his calling. Satan tempted him and he passed because he increased in wisdom. And not only did he increase in wisdom, the passage says that he increased in stature. That word means age, size, and maturity. Jesus was not born a full-grown man. He grew as a baby into adulthood. But not only did he grow in age and in size, he grew in maturity. Stature is maturity. It's age and maturity. So he's growing in wisdom. He's growing in maturity with his age. And the third thing is that he grew in favor with God and with man. He was graceful, balanced, and well adjusted. So what can we learn from Jesus about increasing? What can we learn from Jesus? First, we must learn that our knowledge must match what God has called us to be. Our knowledge must match what God has called us to be. If a child is born to a reigning king or queen, that child potentially is a king. If he's a boy, he's a king. If he's a girl, he's a queen. Potentially. But that child must learn the ways of kings so that his knowledge will match up with his calling. Otherwise, he'll be a king by calling, but he'll be a servant by mentality. Whatever God calls you to be, you must match it with your knowledge. Let me take it a little further and bring it down from Jesus to us. So let's say God calls me to be a medical doctor. So that's my calling. I'm a doctor. And let's even imagine that somebody prophesied to my mother and said, hey, mama, you are pregnant today and that boy in your womb is going to be a famous doctor. So from my womb, from my mother's womb, I'm a doctor. But I need to grow in knowledge, in stature, to become a doctor. And can you imagine if I grow up saying, I'm a doctor. A prophet said I'm a doctor. God even says I'm a doctor. I don't need to learn about medicine because I'm called to be a doctor. And never learn, what will happen is my calling and my wisdom will have a gap. There is a gap between what I'm called to be and what I have learned by wisdom to become. The challenge with many of us is there's a big prophecy upon our lives, but our wisdom is way below our calling. It's like a pastor. God calls you, my son, I've called you, my daughter, I've called you. I'm going to use you to change the world. You're going to preach to nations. But you never study the Bible. You don't develop the principles of communication. You don't develop your logic. You don't develop your rhetoric. You don't develop any of these things because you are called. Now, if that is your attitude, your calling will be way up here. But you, your wisdom will be way down there. Now, Jesus is Son of God, way up here, born as a baby, but he had to grow his wisdom to get to the level where he knows who he is. His wisdom matched his calling, and your wisdom must match your calling. So the question you need to ask yourself, does my knowledge, my wisdom, my intelligence match my calling? Have I increased in knowledge to the level of what God has called me to be? If God speaks to you and say, son, you're going to make millions of cedis or dollars or pounds. Somebody said amen to that. I didn't say amen. I said somebody said. I'm reporting somebody's reaction. You were too late. So God says, son, this year you'll make millions. That is your calling. But your wisdom must move from 10 to millions. Because the wisdom it takes to be a millionaire is very different from the wisdom it takes to be a thousandaire. The wisdom it takes to be a thousandaire is different from the wisdom to be a hundredaire. So, there are people who cannot make beyond a certain amount of money. They don't have the capacity to do that. They don't have the knowledge, the wisdom, the aptitude, the maturity, the stature to do that. So even if God has called them to be that, their mind, their stature is below that. So what God wants you to do, you're going to grow your wisdom from baby stage to the highest calling. And each one of us this year, that's going to be our challenge. We're going to look at the gap between what we know and what we are called to be. The gap between what I know and what God has called me to be. Do you know what God wants you to be? Do you know what he has called you to become? In any area, you have to match up your wisdom. Jesus grew in wisdom, in knowledge. He didn't grow as the Son of God. Son of God is established, but he grew in wisdom to become all that God has called him to be. Let us not allow a deficit to stand between our potential and our reality. If God says, I'm going to do something great with you, you must be a master in that area to become all that God wants you to be. The second lesson we can learn from Jesus is that our maturity must match our physical growth and age. Progressively, we get to be better people as we age. That is growing in stature. Maturity matching age. And it happens to all of us where sometimes we're growing in age, but we're not improving. The scripture says that as our years, as our age is, so shall our strength be. As I grow older, I am not going to be as physically strong as I was when I was 20 years old. And all those who are older here can bear me witness. But that by the time you get to be 50 and above and 60 and above, your body has limitations. Your knees have limitations. Your joints have limitations. But your mind must not have limitations. Your maturity must not have limitations. So although I cannot do what I used to do when I was 20, I should be far more competent now than I was when I was 20 years old. So anytime I listen to myself, I don't like listening to myself much. You know, many times people say, oh, I heard a certain message of yours and you said so and so. And I said, yeah, I preach it. And I don't listen to it because when I listen to myself, I get so angry because I'm correcting all the mistakes. Why did you say that? Why did you pause? Why didn't you do that? So I don't listen to myself. I self-correct too much. But once in a while, I listen to myself. And if I listen to messages the way I used to preach 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I know without any shadow of doubt that as I've grown in age, so have I grown in maturity. My mode of communication is better. My expression is better. Why? Because as we age, we must be better people. And that's what Jesus did. He increased in stature. He increased in stature. This year, increase in wisdom, increase in stature. And the third thing we would notice about Jesus is that he increased in favor with God and man. He increased in favor with God and man. And what does it mean? Our relationship with God must reflect in our relationship with people. If you look at the two passages we read, the first one, when Jesus was very young, it says he grew, he was full of wisdom, strong in spirit, and the grace of God was upon him. The grace of God, the favor of God was upon him. Then the second time, he increased and he grew in favor with God and man. The first time, he only knew how to relate to God. But as he grew up, he had to learn how to relate with people. Because Jesus had to learn the ways of people. And he grew in favor with God and with man. That is increase. So, I cannot say, I'm so in touch with God. Oh, the anointing is so upon me. But I can't do the natural things that are required for me to be successful. You are so anointed, but you can't relate, get along with anybody. So anointed, you can't build a team. So anointed, you can't get your marriage to work. So anointed, you quarrel with everybody. What kind of anointing is that? If you're going to grow in favor with God, and the anointing of God is upon you, it must reflect in your human relationships. So this year, it's also something we want to target ourselves with. We'll grow in favor with God and man. We will relate well with people and we'll relate well with God. God is going to like us. People are going to like us. We can handle things at the human level and still handle things at the divine level. That's how God wants us to be. People who are able to handle things at the divine level and able to handle things at the human level. That is the way the scripture says Jesus increased. Later on, when you read about Jesus, what increases about him is his fame and his ministry increasing. But before all of that increase, the fame and the ministry increase, there was the personal increase, where he grew to become whom he was spiritually. And I pray for you this year that you will be all that God wants you to be. By God's grace, we'll become all that God wants us to be. How do we get to be all that God wants us to be? We're going to grow in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. And when we do that, we become all that God wants us to be. We are increasing in person. We are increasing in wisdom. We're increasing in stature. We're increasing in favor to be all that God wants us to be. Why don't you just talk to the Lord for a minute and just ask him to help you this year to be all that he wants you to be. Just talk to him. Just talk to him. To be all that God wants you to be. To be all that God wants me to be. To be all that God wants us to be. Heavenly Father, we come to you fully recognizing your grace upon our lives, your callings to us, your gifts to us. For we know, Lord, that you've called us to greatness, you've called us to significance, you've called us to make impact, you've called us in various professions. And Father, we ask that this year you help us, that there'll be no mismatch between our calling, that there'll be no mismatch between our potential and our reality. That where there is a gap, you teach us to grow in wisdom as Jesus did, to grow in stature as Jesus did, to grow in favor with God and man as Jesus did. Help us, Lord, to increase on every side, to increase in faith, to increase in word, to increase in knowledge, to increase in understanding. And may Christ be glorified in our lives this year as we start off seeking to become all that you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otobi, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otobi. Email otobi@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.